Hello, let us talk a little about quizzes as part of interaction design. I'm Professor Helge Øyvik at the Latina Lab at Oslo and Akershus University College. And we are used to see these quizzes as commonly what we call multiple choice question. We use them on paper and more online, where they can be evaluated interactively. But let us look a bit more about the background for these kind of tests. So, in general, student assessment is used for several purposes. As a way of deciding who are allowed to enter a training program, a degree program, so it's a kind of entrance exam. Or we might use it as a way of deciding what kind of context do we invite the student to participate in. For instance, you go to a language course in a foreign country, and the teacher would like to know what you know. Should we start in the beginner class, or in the advanced beginner class, or in something else? So you use the test for placement decisions. Or we might use the test as a way of giving feedback to the student as to where he or she is in the learning process, at what level they are. That is called formative assessment. So the test is used to enhance the learning. And then we have summative assessment, which is to state, what do you know? We will give you a document to state that this is factually your competence level. You can use it when you apply other places, either for further studies or for work. So entrance exam, placement testing, formative and summative assessment. That's a variety of purposes when we do create these tests. And we should think about, why do we make the tests in this particular case? Another way we use tests is to deal with a problem that arises when we work online. Because in a physical classroom, an experienced teacher will normally be able to assess the degree of learning with his or her students without formal testing. Through the questions, the class discussions, and even we can look at students' posture, are they alert, confused, tired, that reveal the degree of being on the inside or following the lecture, do they really understand or not? While in online teaching and learning, we don't have that kind of cues and small signs that the students apprehend what you're saying. So we need more text-based interactions, and then quizzes can be a mode whereby we gain this kind of knowledge. So in the class, questions and discussions, you can perceive the level of participation by the quality of the content that flows in the discussion, and the posture, the energy level of the class and the individual students. In online interaction, we will base ourselves on responses to and activities that we can measure by online responses. So we want to develop tests that can be taken online, that will help students to understand their strengths and weaknesses, that will help instructors understand what students have and have not mastered. And there are basically six types commonly when we work online, and they are based on components in HTML format forms. We don't go into the details there technically, but look at the various common types of questions. So we can have a single choice test. We can have a multiple choice test. In the first place, there is one correct answer from two or more alternatives. In a multiple choice, there might be several answers that are correct. We might sort things from low to high, from earlier to later, and so on and so forth. We can have a matrix sorting where we sort of make comparison between two different lists. They should be sorted according to each other. And we might have fill-in-the-blanks or close kind of questions where you have to add a word or a number, whatever. And then you can have free choice where you have to have more programmed logic on the receiving end so that it can analyze the answer, where you can formulate, as a student, you can formulate yourself with more degrees of freedom. So there's a plethora of ways of doing this. So we should look a little about the language used here and focus on the term multiple in multiple choice, but there, because there are some misunderstandings there. So multiple choice is a bit confusing. It may refer to the number of possible choices in the answer, the number of correct answers among the possible, several or just one. So if there is only one correct answer, we have a single choice question. And the most basic form is a choice between two alternatives. One is correct, the other is false. And if all the questions in the test has this character, we have a single choice test. If the question opens for several correct answers, we may speak about multiple response question rather than multiple choice. So single choice test composed of single choice questions and multiple response questions. And in order to clarify, maybe we should introduce the term item in this way. Because the task or components of a multiple choice test, they are often referred to as questions, but maybe they are not made as questions, phrased as questions, with a question mark at the end. We can have incomplete statements, we can have analogies, we can have mathematical equations. So rather than saying that we talk about questions, we might call it more generally for an item. And to go a bit further to develop the vocabulary with which we can think about these interactions, we will talk about the stem and the options, or the key and the distractors. So a multiple choice item consists of a stem and a set of options. The stem is the introduction. It presents the thing as a problem to be solved, sometimes as a question, sometimes not. And the options are the possible answers or solutions to that problem. And the correct solution is called a key. And the incorrect solution, which is not a solution, is called a distractor. And it's quite important to make a good distinction between the key, which is correct, and the distractors, because the quality of the interaction is very much dependent on the quality of the distractors. So in single choice items, only one answer can be keyed as correct. In multiple response items, several answers may be keyed as correct. And this is normally done in a simple manner in the online creation form. It's a software where you can cross off what are the keys. And then normally you can give it a weight so that you gain some points for how many correct answers you have chosen, checked off. So what we want in creating better interaction, better quizzes, we would like to enrich the stem so we can add more materials than just written statements, such as, of course, the verbal description of the problem. It could be a case, a scenario, a vignette. We can add numerical data. We can add visual data that enlivens the presentation. And we can also embed audio and video, and suddenly the quiz becomes a complete content container. So the stem ends with a lead-in question or a formulation of the problem to be solved. And that's it.